This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. International demands for a full accounting from Saudi Arabia over the disappearance and possible murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has prompted Riyadh to lash back at what it calls threats of severe punishment. It warned such action would receive a greater reaction, adding the oil-producing giant has an influential and vital role in the global economy. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox News Sunday President Donald Trump wants a prompt, open, and transparent investigation, calling the case of Khashoggi entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul a tragedy. Unsure, however, if the Saudis played a role.
I don't know that this morning. Probably nobody knows that just yet. But take him at his word. If the Saudis are involved, if Khashoggi was killed or harmed or whatever bad outcome here, he will take action. That has been his strategy. Believe what he says.
Senator Marco Rubio, on a separate television interview, warned action must be taken if Riyadh is implicated.
Our moral credibility, our ability to call Putin a murderer because he is, our ability to call Assad a murderer because he is, our ability to confront Maduro in Venezuela or any of these other human rights atrocities like what we see in China, all of that is undermined and compromised if we somehow decide that because an ally who's important did that, we're not going to call it out. So I will just say this to you with full confidence. If this is proven to be true, there is going to be a response from Congress. It's going to be nearly unanimous. It's going to be swift.
Rubio and fellow Senator Jeff Flake suggested a massive arms deal with the Saudis could be in jeopardy. The International Committee of the Red Cross Sunday made an urgent appeal to an Islamic State-affiliated group in Nigeria to release two abducted health workers that it has threatened to kill by Monday. A third member was killed in September, the three seized in March in Nigeria's northeast community of Ron. This is VOA News. British